So the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh says, So we learn out from Shiva Shavuos Tisparuchot, does a chiv on based on Then the Gemara, and then the Sifri also learns out that there's a chiv in every single yachid to count Sirius Omer as well. So the girl, though, has a different gear. So the girl thinks that the Sifri says, Shiva Shavuos Tisparuchot Yachov Abasin, think you'd have to then based on Tamalom Restatum Kalam Chaim Koach Ve'echad. So the girl doesn't think, the girl thinks that there's a Havimina that based on we have to count Sirius Omer. But the Maskana of the Sifri is that there's no chiv on based on count Sirius Omer. There's only a chiv to count Sirius Omer on the Yechidim. So the question is, what's the Nekudas, what's the point of contention? What's the Nekudas Machloikis between the Sifri and the Grah, whether there's a separate Chalois Chivam based in the Kansir Soyimah? Right, furthermore, you can ask, right, if you think about it, all the members of Bezdin have to count Sir Soyimah as individuals. Why would there be a separate Chiv on them as a Tzibor to count as a Bezdin, to use Bezdin to count Sir Soyimah? So to answer this question, and cite the Gemara. So the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis explains that why is it that when it comes to Shabbos we say Mekashe Shabbos, but when it comes to Yom Tov we conclude the davening Mekashe Sov Azmanim? Because Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Azman. When it comes to the Mo'adim, it's specifically Klal Yisrael that's Mekadesh of some. Unlike Shabbos where the Kedusha is Kviva Kaima. And furthermore, the Gemara in the Darm Daf Ein Ches says that Mo'adei Hashem Sichon Kiddush Beis Din Shabbos Brachos and Sichon Kiddush Beis Din. That Mo'adei Hashem required Kiddush Beis Din, Shabbos Brachos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din, the Ran, the Rosh, the Rashbam, Bava Bas, they all explain that Beis Din's Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh in order to be Mekadesh Do Mo'adim. And even furthermore, the Rashba and Bava Bas and Kuf Chof Alef Amud Beis quotes from Rabbeinu Hananel, a very interesting Shita, that Beis Din, when they be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, they would also, in addition to that, say the Moed's going to be Mekudesh on such and such date. So in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Beis Din would say, here's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Yantif of Pesach is going to be Mekudesh on Tesvav Nisan, etc. So according to this, now I think we can understand why it is that Beis Din would also count Sirius Omer. Because when it comes to all the other Moedim, they're dependent on a calendar date. So when Beis Din would be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, they'd also be able to make Kaddish those Mo'adim. However, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, when it comes to Shavuos, when's the Yantav of Shavuos dependent on? It doesn't have a set calendar date. It's dependent on Sfiras HaOmer. So therefore, based on the need to count Sfiras HaOmer as a separate choice of Sfiras HaOmer, they need to count Sfiras HaOmer as a based in order to be Mekadish Shavuos. Because unlike all the other Yom Tovim, they could just be Mekadish Rosh Chodesh, and that would give Kedusha to the Yantif. When it comes to Shavuos, the only way it gets its Kedusha is from Sfiras HaOmer. And a raya for this can perhaps be brought from Shiltos. So Shiltos in Parshas Emor says that Beis Din has a chiyuv to count Sfiras HaOmer, and Tzivle in Hemek Shelo, in Shilto Kuf Zayin, Sif Katan Beis. So he says that Beis Din would count the Mimne v'Kedusha Atzarta, that Beis Din would count over Mekadesh Shavuos. So we see from the Shiltos explicit proof that Beis Din would count this in Omer in order to be Mekadesh Shavuos. And furthermore, there's a fascinating Chizkuni, the Chizkuni beginning Parshas Bahar, Parakafei Pasuk Ches, says that when it comes to Sfiras Yovel, there's only one Sfira, it's only Beis Din, therefore you don't need to make a bracha. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, since there's two Sfiras, and there's a chiv and parshas for A, and chiv and parshas M, and one's on Beis Din, one's on the Yechidim of Klal Yisrael, then you do have to make a bracha. So you see from the Sforn, or you see from Chizkuni as well, that Sfiras HaOmer is not only for the Yechidim, it's also for Beis Din. So great, so this all explains the opinion of Sifri that Beis Din has a chiv to count Sfiras HaOmer, but the question though is, but what about the Gra? Why is it that the Gra felt that Beis Din doesn't have a separate chiv to counts his own merit? And granted, the girl probably would explain the Havamina just as we explained, but what about the Maskan according to the girl? So the girl probably understood, though, that the Kedusha, unlike the old Levin Mo'adim, when the Kedusha comes from the Kfiyas of Rosh Chodesh, the Kedusha of Shavuos comes from Sfiras HaOmer. It doesn't come from the Sfiras HaOmer as Beis Din, it's based in. It comes from the Kedusha of Sfiras HaOmer, just as old Lechim doing counting Sfiras HaOmer. And the role of Beis Din b'toyas kedusha some items limited very much to kiddush achodesh, and for that to be mekadesh ma'adim, but not to be mekadesh a new separate chalos chiyuv of the Beis Din also gets to count Sfiras HaOmer, or to be mekadesh chag hashavuos.